Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Wrestle Culture. Stop it.
Jesus.
Come on.
Come on.
Mama, take this title from me. I can't hold it anymore. God. It's getting dark, too dark to wrestle.
Terrible.
Feels like I'm knocking on the forbidden door.
Hey.
Knock, knock, knocking on the forbidden door. Ooh. Hey, 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 yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on the forbidden door. Knock, knock, knocking on the forbidden door. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by...
I didn't get the reference.
Yeah, what was the reference? I didn't...
Adam Nicholas
didn't quite.
Culture.
Didn't get that one. It just went straight over my head, that.
You honestly, you weren't there this morning when I went, it's been a really busy day today. Got loads of stuff to do, blah, blah, blah. Busy weekend coming up. And I genuinely sat there and Googled. Yeah, first world
life's
problems.
It's really difficult for me.
I genuinely sat there this morning and Googled.
I've got to come up with a song. I hate my job. Oh, no way. I love my job.
My search history reads songs about doors.
I don't want to know your search history. Never start a sentence to me with my search history because I know it's going to be bad things.
Oh, dear. Anyway, I'm joined by Phil and Nicholas. Talk all that goings on this week.
I've seen your algorithm, Will.
Not mine.
And it's broken.
That's the work account, that is.
It's worse when you've lived this algorithm. That's worse. Every day. Every single day. What's it, 14 days now I've been here? Just about. I'm feeling it. The algorithm is real.
Anyway, we're here to look ahead to this weekend's Forbidden Door pay-per-view, of course.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, that's it, man.
But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we review Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined
you've
by
only
the...
managed to fit three gimmicks into your intro so far. I'm disappointed. You should definitely get more in
the NXT one has all the gimmicks, but you have to listen to that special one because I know it's maybe not as popular as some of the others.
But I give it something.
I am joined by the award-winning pairing of Phil Chambers and Adam Nicholas once again.
We put the band back together.
Yeah, we did.
2 weeks in a row, this is...
I know, right?
Wow.
Unheard of.
But yes, Phil, Forbidden Door is this weekend. Myself and Michael Hamlet will be doing the live stream for it on our YouTube channel on Sunday night into Monday morning / lunchtime / afternoon, knowing the way these bloody shows go. So do join us for that one. But it's a little bit cursed, this pay-per-view, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Danhausen has been out on this pay-per-view. injuries, and a few more injuries, pretty much, has been the story of this build. And just really confusing stories that were weirdly complicated that didn't really need to be. But also, amazing matches at the end of it.
Yeah.
Let's face it. But the latest one is Tomohiro Ishii is out. So,
Clark Connors.
Yeah.
Connors.
I was like, just thinking, Joseph Connors. Which no, is, not that one.
Well, he also looks a little bit like... There's a picture of him with super long hair when it's wet back, and he looks pretty similar on the one picture I saw.
So he's in the All-Atlantic title championship. We've got the mystery opponent, obviously, because Bryan Danielson is out. And we've got the interim championship because CM Punk is out.
Yes.
Yeah, not gone well.
No, exactly. I mean, to be fair, we talked in more detail. If you want a really sort of extended preview with all the matches talked about with myself and the Dadley Boys, that's available as a podcast right now, wherever you get your podcast from.
I think anyone who started this podcast is already not expecting in-depth analysis from this.
Sitting there with a pipe and some slippers. Go on then. Break each match down for me, boys.
What could possibly give you that idea, Philip? This is highbrow stuff.
But yeah, in terms of just glancing at this, we've sort of talked a little bit about on the news, obviously me and you, Phil, about Ospreay and Orange Cassidy, for example. We've just, literally, me and the Dadley Boys have just recorded a podcast that I think is going to go out tomorrow on here, and the video is going to be on our YouTube channel as well, regarding the replacement for Brian Danielson. Is it as obvious as people seem to think it is?
If it's not, they've probably got a problem. Because they've done that thing again where AEW has got the internet all hyped up and they've done this many times before and everyone goes as one-on-one and gets 53,000. So if it's not Cesaro right now, it's going to be disappointing, surely.
Yeah, it's one of those, isn't it? Like, even, you know, Johnny Gargano is a different kind of surprise, isn't he? And he is in Chicago this weekend, which doesn't help matters when people see him flying in or whatever it may be.
I think it'd be fine if it was Johnny Gargano.
He's at some conference or something, isn't he? But, yeah, it just, Cesaro fits so perfectly in this role of both hard bastard for blood and guts and the stuff he's got with Eddie Kingston, and also, it's quite good technically for Zack Sabre Jr., isn't he?
Quite good.
Quite good, yeah. Slight understatement, but I think it has to be Cesaro. And not only because of all the reasons you just said, but because AEW cares more about WWE's continuity than WWE cares about it. And remember, Brian and Cesaro were good friends and had the matches and stuff, and it was all tied into Roman Reigns before Brian went. It makes perfect sense. And as much as I'd like to see Gargano, by the way, I wouldn't be disappointed by that, but I just think Cesaro is the right fit. Like, they pride themselves on being these technical wrestlers. The whole point of the match with Zack Sabre Jr. is technical wrestling. And then, like Phil says, of course, the stuff with Eddie Kingston as well for Blood and Guts is going to be perfect, right?
Mm. Yeah, it just seems to write itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the history's there, the story's there, and then I have no idea what they do with Cesaro after that, whether they keep him on. I mean, they absolutely should. He's absolutely incredible. Whether they add him into Blackpool Combat Club, whether they do a thing where he turns on them all or they turn on him at some point.
This is the problem, though, because, as you mentioned, because of the hype, and because of the expectation that's come with it, yes, you can't help it when a pay-per-view is cursed. You can, though, help it if you had just not booked it as convolutedly as they had. It could have just been as simple as, here's the two bosses. They pick the matches, and then when you make switches, it wouldn't seem like it required as much thought or as much process to it. But I think the bigger problem that we've got here in terms of, like, Cesaro coming on board is great, but then what do you do with him after that? That's been the thing that people have been getting a little bit frustrated with, because you can't possibly give all these people the storylines you want. And ultimately, there's a guy who you want at the top of the card, and does Cesaro walk into this company and be at the top of the card? No, is the simple answer.
Yeah.
But then they've got so many titles that maybe he fits in one of those slots, but then you can't put them all on telly, and this is part of the bigger problem
we've
got. He's
in quite well into the All Atlantic.
Well,
he is definitely All Atlantic.
He's very European.
He is very European.
It's also,
which in America means all of it. Like, doesn't matter where you're from. It's Europe.
He is European.
Yeah. You should have seen the look. You should have seen the look on Sidge's eyes as well on the Rampage preview today. You know, we already know his feelings about the All-Atlantic Championship and the complete lack of trios titles right now. And then tonight on Rampage, you've got this new team, which is apparently really good, and I love the sound of it, Serena Deeb and Mercedes Martinez teaming up on tonight's Rampage. And then you're like, wait, are we getting women's tag titles as well? And the blood sort of just drains out of his face. Because it's like, AEW's already kind of got too many titles just in AEW as is. You know, it was fine when it was men's, women's, TBS, TNT, tag. And then, like, and now they're All Atlantic. You're like, well, we didn't need that. And then the women's. And then the trios is finally going to cross the line eventually. Yeah. It's just...
The trios one at this point is the only one that makes sense to still add at this point. Because you get 6 people on TV in one match for that. That's a lot of people.
And you're not going to do the WWE thing.
Massive card.
And you're not going to do the WWE thing of, like, do you want to be a three? Do you want it, like, they're already half of them.
There's already
there,
loads of bloody threes in there that are already made for it.
But wouldn't it be typical that once they get these trios titles, how many injured trios are we going to get?
That's true, yeah.
Because that's 3 people who could get injured in one team, and as soon as one's gone, You got to draft somebody else. Hey, in there.
But once you've got one injured and you've got a mystery partner,
Tony Khan's favorite thing.
Or you put two people who don't like each other together. Can they coexist? I just don't know.
In terms of this IWGP World Heavyweight Championship match, Jay White not defending against Hangman Page or Adam Cole, but both of them. Both of them. Oh, and Kazuchika Okada. Mm-hmm. Just about bloody time. Who do you think leaves as the world champ? Because there's a suggestion that maybe they flip it back to Okada, but that's also kind of not very New Japan-y in terms of flipping it back to someone just days or weeks after he's lost it. But then the other guys are AEW, and we'll get into the whole thing with the interim AEW championship in due course. But yeah, I don't know. I have no doubt this is going to be, despite how convoluted it's been to get to it, one of the matches of the night.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. But I also can't help but imagine the other versions of this that we could have had. Like, specifically for me, I was really into the idea of Paige and Okada. Like, I'm sure a lot of people probably were.
Mm. Yeah.
It's weird. Adam Cole hasn't been landing for me in AEW the way I would like. I don't know if he's doing anything different or wrong. It's just it's not landing the way I want it to land. But Jay White, though, to me, I love Jay White. I think there's so much he could do. But it's weird that he did, me and Hamflet were talking about this, he did like what Edge did to Pete Dunne and Finn Balor, only maybe worse. Like, turned up and was like, hey, you know, when you have this match, maybe I'll pick you for the thing. And then he doesn't pick them, goes and has a match against Roman at Mania. GOA just flat out goes, nope, not you two. Not you two. And then ends up in a match with them both and another one. And it's just like, why would you even do that? Mm. It doesn't make sense. Like, in AEW, we can, you know, we love AEW here at What Culture, but when it's, that stuff doesn't make sense, man. And you're writing it, so it's not like it happened by accident. You were aware of the things that were going to come. And they're just, yeah. I'm sure, as a card, we're going to have a good time. But like Phil said before as well, like the convoluted nature of how we're trying to get here, it's just made it feel a bit like, oh, can we just get to the pay-per-view already?
Especially because, I've said this before, but I'd love to get your thoughts on it. It was, a month, basically, between this and Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
And all it really needed, for once, the amount of times WWE do this when we roll our eyes, but for once, all it needed was picture of Okada, picture of Hangman Page. There you go. I don't need a story. I don't need anything. You just go, who's the best?
Yeah, absolutely. It's difficult, but it's like you go into this Forbidden Door pay-per-view, your mind immediately goes to dream matches. Like, that's the point of this, surely, is like wish fulfillment of things that you never actually thought you'd get to see, putting your favourites of AEW against your favourites of New Japan. And you go through the card, and maybe with the exception of Moxley, Tanahashi, are any of them like dream matches? They're all going to be
Osprey
good
Cassidy's
matches.
Fascinating.
Osprey Cassidy is fascinating.
But if you had Osprey,
pick
if you said
it as a dream match,
if you pick any, put anyone against Osprey or put anyone against Cassidy, they're not the two people you'd.
Yeah, although I do
together.
Think that's going to be great. Oh, don't get me wrong.
They're
like
all
none
be
of
good,
them are dream
the
matches, and it's difficult because you don't have Punk, you don't have like Brian, two of the ones that immediately spring to mind when it comes to dream matches, especially with New Japan, because they've never got the chance to do it before. So, like, things fall in the way, and then you've got politics between the two companies.
That's the
which
thing
is also difficult. But
the massive thing you've got to take into account is the politics, isn't it? Which I guess is why maybe we are where we are, because I wonder if it was just taking them a while to finalize the card, and you obviously can't stop the show every week, so they have to just keep doing telly, which we understand. But also, AEW has trained its viewers to want a certain standard. And I think we can all agree, not just here, but in general, over the last however many months, it's probably not been where it needs to be. And it's just frustrating, because I think it's. This is quite early on for this to be happening. Like, you know, and you don't want to see this go wrong, really, do you? You want to see it continue to be good and thrive. And I don't necessarily, the stock and the ratings, I think it's one of those things at the moment. I feel like after this pay-per-view, you'd hope to get back to the telling their stories that they want to tell. And like I say, I don't want to rag on it too much. I think it's the politics, which is why. But it just feels like it could have been easier. UFC does this all the time. You just pick the card based on what you think is going to be good matches, make out everybody that styles make fights, so you pick these two or whatever, and then you go from there. It didn't have to be the way it is, I don't think.
No, exactly. Who leaves as New Japan World Champ for you, Phil?
Jay White. I don't see New Japan turning it on an AEW show. They've only just put it on him. It wouldn't make sense, I don't think. I'd go with Jay White pins Adam Cole is my guess.
Interesting. I'm actually going to just put me now and go back to a card only because I think... If I'm doing it, I think I would like to see the matches. Like, if there's someone in that match who says, I came close and Okada ended up winning it, like if it's Hangman Page, or preferably Hangman Page, but, like, that could lead to another match down the line, that kind of thing. I just, That's something I'd like to see. So maybe O'Connor for me.
Maybe Hangman Page. I can't call it, to be perfectly honest. Just I think gives him something to do, whether it be on AEW telly or, you know, heading over to New Japan, because he's not going to be in the title picture eventually when CM Punk comes back, is he? And
yeah,
you don't really want to put him against Moxley. You've just put him against someone who's a big fan favourite before.
That would be fascinating to see in terms of just Tony Khan going, look, we don't have, well, it's crowded. Go to New Japan. Like, do a bit. Do if he's happy to do that, that would be, I don't think that's going to happen because he's paying the wages. But yeah. I think...
Do a run to Wrestle Kingdom and then come back or whatever.
Exactly, man. Why not? That's something... See, that would change... They talked about changing the industry, Jensen. Yeah. I think that's the kind of thing I would like to see. Yeah. I know there's logistics involved, but I just think that's something they could do to change the game.
Phil alluded to the politics there, and that sort of helps you in terms of like going, right, well, this team's probably got to win because, you know, maybe New Japan wants to protect them or whatever. Like, Orange Cassidy, as much as I tried to argue it the other day with the boys, is not winning the US IWGP US title from Will Ospreay. But there are a lot of unpredictable matches, as I say there. Like, there is an argument to be made, but Miro does not win the All-Atlantic title. It's Malakai Black, for example. Or, FTR seems a fairly straightforward win all the tag titles, but...
And obviously, Tanahashi's going to be the AEW champion.
Yes. But in terms of the women's match, I really can't call that. Thunder Rosa has been champ for a while, but not been champ for so long that you're like, you've got to get the belt off her. But then also... We've seen with other people that you bring them in, and if you don't give them the title win, they may kind of lose their way. Could be the case for Toni Storm. How do you see Thunder Rosa Toni Storm going?
It's a tough one because you've heard whispers of other things going on around Thunder Rosa recently. I won't speculate further, but just in terms of a general unsettled nature.
We reported it. You may as well speculate as much as you want.
I haven't been here, man. I don't know what's been said and what hasn't. There's talk in the office and there's talk on the screen. But yeah, I guess if we're diving in then, I guess it seems that there's a bit of a lack of harmony there, it seems to me. And I think Toni Storm, for a guy, I always found it difficult because WWE made her do things that weren't like the best way to portray her. Like, she's still not the best promo, but she's getting better. I think she's definitely massively improved since she was in WWE. Even that short space of time, she's improving. And that's, to me, I don't know, she feels like she's new, she feels fresh. She's clearly got a pretty decent following. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, we can all agree with that. And it's to me, it feels quick with Thunder Rosa, but then that doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong. So, I don't know. I think Storm losing might not be great, but I feel like maybe she does lose because I don't really currently have a super faith in the book, and don't all shout at me in the comments. God damn it.
I'm kind of with you. I think Thunder Rosa is going to win this one. I'm quietly looking forward to this match, though. Like, it's the only one that isn't a forbidden door, and it's the only women's match on the card. And with like how we know Thunder Rosa feels like she's perceived, at least within AEW, she's got a little bit of a chip on her shoulder. And Toni Storm also probably has a little bit of a chip on her shoulder from the WWE thing, and she's not had amazing matches yet in AEW. Like, she said, good matches, but like nothing like hugely standout.
Or one where you come away like Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa, thinking, holy crap, that was amazing. The first one, like, that's unbelievable. Let's more of this, please.
So long as it's not in a death slot on the card, which I also worry about, let's face it.
It's definitely going to be, isn't it, man?
Mm-hmm. I've got a feeling they might go in there and try and have an absolute banger, like, with whatever time they have. And I do see Thunder Rosa coming out of it, but I really... Like, if anyone can elevate both people in a match, it's probably Thunder Rosa, let's face it.
Super boring take this, but I feel like we have to say it. Everybody in the whole world has said this. How is the only one women's match on this card, man? I know there's a lot of stuff to get on the card. I get it. Wrestling's a difficult business to book. I understand. Whatever your excuses are. How are we still doing this dance, man? I don't get how we're still doing it.
I think I just got a stardom person or something.
Yeah, so like, they brought in, and, you know, Mackie...
Even if it's just a big multi-woman's match or something where you just kind of just go, let's have fun, four people out there, whatever.
Like. Yeah, or, the number one contenders match could be anyone. It could be from people from AEW, from stardom, like you say.
Why not just have another high-profile women's singles match? Like,
Jay Cargill's not on the card. You've got another women's title not on the card.
I get it. Not everybody can get on this card because it is a difficult one to book. And but come on, man. Like, Jay Cargill, you're telling me there's not enough star power there with Jay Cargill? Why is she not on this card?
I also like the idea of, it just appeared in my head, of Jay Cargill. Like, everyone's trying to go up against Jay Cargill and just be a better wrestler than her. And look at her. Physically, you're not going to outmatch her. And maybe the only person who probably can is someone like Chris Statlander, who you're working your way towards. In the interim, the wild card of... Maki Ito and Jay Cargill being like, I don't really know what's going on here. that could throw off again. Like you say, you just got the prospect of something different. Yeah. But
love
like
Macchio. Like even if it's just Jay Cargill and the baddies versus three Joshi girls or something, like anything.
So, something you've been building, which doesn't seem out of place. Yeah. Fine. Let's do that. Just anything. I get it. Everyone's going, boring takes. But it has to be said, because it's true. How is it still a thing? I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm bored of talking about it.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
I don't care who wins the women's match as long as they get featured on the Dynamite afterwards. I know it's blood and guts.
This is true, yeah.
But at least, maybe just mention them.
Yeah.
Just say, by the way.
This happened, by the way.
So-and-so's
champ. We've got some women too.
Yeah. Phil, you were talking earlier about dream matches, and there is one match on this card that I don't really know how to put this. Would Renee Paquette, can you kind of sum it up?
Oh my God.
Yeah, would make you say something like that. Thanks for listening to the podcast, Renee, as always. And that is, John Moxley.
Absolute worker.
Versus Hiroshi Tanahashi, AEW Interim Championship. Obviously, the winner eventually fighting CM Punk, although who knows when that's going to be. Again, as Nicholas alluded to, it feels like an open and shut case of it being John Moxley. But as with Riddle, we talked about this, as with Riddle and Roman last week, I guarantee there'll be a moment watching that match that you go, oh, I guess Tanahashi's staying in America and they're going to do I don't know what's going to happen with all that sort of thing.
Yeah, they are both way too good for you to not bite at some point during this match, but it can't be Tanahashi, can it? Surely, no, come on.
The thing is, though, we all watched a different, very, very different kind of match, but we all watched John Moxley against Minoru Suzuki, right? Which was absolutely banging. It was great, as were most of Suzuki's matches that he's done on AEW television. I didn't need the disbelief that Suzuki was going to win at all, because it was just a good match. I don't care. So I think that's what we're aiming for with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are very predictable. Yes, that's fine. But if the match is super good, we're not going to care, are we?
Yeah.
These two have got it in the locker, man. I don't think I'm going to be disappointed. And I'd love to see Moxley having the title again. What a nice, feel-good moment that is for him after everything he's been through. I don't know. And then it gives him another chip on his shoulder, because he's going to carry this company while, just waiting for the golden boy to get himself back in shape. Do you know what I mean? Listen, I'm not still upset that Hangman Page lost his belt to Punk. Like, I'm not upset. I don't know why you're looking at me like, I'm not upset. I'm not even bothered. Stupid. Anybody want fajitas? I am fine. I'm absolutely fine.
You're going Moxley, though.
Yes, Moxley.
I do think a belt has to swap between companies at some point on this show, just for fun value. And but I think that'll be the FTR one. I think that'll probably be the only one. And it makes sense. And if it's not FTR, what the hell are they doing, frankly?
could you make a case, Wilborn? You've tried to make a case.
Yeah.
Could you make a case for Cassidy somehow stealing a one, and then Ospreay could win the belt back immediately if he wanted to, and just
even on Dynamite or something?
Yeah. Well, they need ratings.
Oh, hello.
Sorry to interrupt, boys.
Oh, is there a breaking news?
Breaking news for you. What Culture Live Clash at the Castle has, as of right now, officially sold out.
Yay!
Wait, what time did they go on sale? 4 hours.
Less than 4 hours.
Than 4 hours. Suck it, AEW.
Some exclusive news for anyone listening. If you missed out on a ticket due to the unprecedented demand we've seen today, genuinely, we did not think these would sell out.
No,
before, never mind 4 hours.
Not a clue.
I'll speak to the venue on Monday and see if I can upgrade the size of the room. And we'll put some additional ones on sale.
He's going to make the building bigger just for you.
That is fantastic news. Over to Renee Paquette for an immediate reaction to this.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Renee.
Perfect.
You could, again, like with the Moxie Tanahashi match, there will be a moment where Ospreay's doing his Ospreay stuff.
Yeah.
We know how great he is at all that. And he's going to get clipped with an orange punch because he's taking this lazy dude too seriously. And you're going to go, oh, I guess they're going to have a slacker as US title holder in New Japan or whatever.
Like on Dynamite when he sold with the stunner, what's the, I can't remember what he calls the, him.
Yeah,
the
backpack stunner, stunner thing.
Stun Dog Millionaire?
Yeah. Or whatever.
Oh, yes.
The way he, like Ospreay sold that, like he's got his working boots on. Let's say. Like he's ready to have a bit of fun with this.
Like there's some things that I will maybe not bite on. No offense, Clark Connors.
No, hang on a
minute.
You
never know. If anyone's got a goddamn opportunity to show the world what they can do, it's Clark Connors.
I'm
right
really
now.
Happy for him. I don't think he's going to be the inaugural All Elite, All Atlantic champion, but
Wild card, bitches. Well,
I tell you what, I would like. I don't know anything about. I will admittedly say I don't know anything about Klopp. Honestly.
Yeah, me neither.
And
me
I've either. Seen them. I've seen the man has had a lot of hate today for not
needless
for not being Tommy Heuisi, which yeah. I think is weird. Not his fault. I just hope he makes all of you naysayers. Your words, and if he doesn't, yep. Well, we'll murder him on a pod.
Well, that's his own fault. If he doesn't, he's in there with Malachi back, Pack, and Miro. It's his fault if exactly. He's not going to shine.
If you're not going to make this work, it's all on you.
If they can't make you shine, then you probably shouldn't be here.
We're either going to be strapping you to the moon, Clark Connors, on the next Wrestle Culture, or we're going to be burying you in the ground.
No pressure, Clark.
No pressure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
One final question before we move on to today's hashtag really good quiz, Phil. Nice easy one for you. Kenny Omega showing up on this show?
No, sorry. No.
Or. You can't tell me you're not intrigued by if Okada just wins.
You're saying he's going to be up against Zack Sabre Jr. and Brian's picked him.
That's the one. Phil, don't do this to people. I think, though, I love the idea of him being there at the end. New Japan are great at that, like closing on an amazing big moment. AEW are good at it as well. But yeah. That's where I always remember it coming from. Kenny just standing there face to face with Okada at the end of that match. Like, I know it's early. I know it doesn't really make any sense. But why not, man? Why not? Give me what I want.
The beauty of it, I suppose, especially because it's not him coming back to, say, confront Moxley in the main event, I assume it's the main event, is arguably you can do that. And you don't have to be like, and next week they're going to wrestle.
Yeah.
Like, the beauty of it is, I know I'm rushing Omega back and I'm going, I'm a complete hypocrite because I've sat here and said, don't bring him back until he's 100% or nearer to 100% that he's not got vertigo and arms hanging off. And you know, we saw that laundry list of injuries he'd been working through. And I do not want him to be rushed back just because it's the Forbidden Door pay-per-view. I mean, if you put the title on Okada, and there's only one logical place to go, really. And I mean, you talk about you baby, that's gonna get it.
And also, we need to add in the fact that that Tony Khan is an excitable little child.
He is a very
who is like,
man.
Oh, why not? I just do this thing.
He'll probably be ready for all out. We could just wheel him out there. He'll be fine.
Yeah, wheel him out there. Just be like, hey, let's see what happens. No, but how good is that? Why, they just have to have a look. You can acknowledge that they know each other and be like, when I'm ready,
Like you don't even have to follow it up on Dynamite at all.
You don't have to do anything with it.
It can just be the opening of a video package that happens at All Out or what's the Revolution or whatever.
Yeah.
It can just be something, and I know people don't get like it all the time, but it can just be something. It doesn't have to actually go anywhere, but you plant some seeds and you use them if you want to use them. That's it.
Got a horrible feeling now. As we talked about this on the preview yesterday, we're booking this and we're like, I mean, tell me there's a chance or something. And and you say, like, at the end of the match, Okada's holding up the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, right? And Kenny Omega's music hits and he comes out and there's a stare down, what have you. But then I remember That's not the end of the pay-per-view. You've still got the Moxley
match.
That's
what I mean. If it's not the end of the pay-per-view, that should not happen.
So, at all. But also my concern is...
No, it'll be, here comes Kenny Omega. Hey, well done, Okada. And then Thunder Rosa
comes out. That's what I was going to say. Just start. No, there we go. Right, calm down, everyone. Calm down. Yeah. Anyway, here's the AW World Women's World title.
Oh, why are you right about this? Oh. God damn.
Quick, don't do that, Tony.
Don't do it, Tony.
Quick word on Dudes with Attitudes Wrestling on this show as well. I can't let this pass by without the fact that we've got Darby Allin, Sting and L.I.J., Takahashi and bloody Shingo.
This match is going to be a banger. It's going to be mental.
And, you know, on the other side of it, like, that list's mad enough. Darby Allin, Sting, Shingo, Takahashi. That's one side of the ring. The other side, Hikuleo, El Fantasmo, oh, and the Young Bucks.
You've got... Yeah. Sting, who's goddamn Sting. Yeah. You've got Darby Allin, who likes to kill himself in the name of entertainment. You've got Takahashi, who likes to kill himself in the name of entertainment. You've got Shingo Takagi, who likes to kill people in the name of entertainment. You've got the Young Bucks, who pretty much like to kill each other in the name of entertainment.
Wait a second.
Young Bucks, who like to kill the business.
You've got El Fantasmo, who likes to kill his face by jumping off benches just right before WCPW shows. And you've got Hikuleo.
It's still not over it.
Still not over it. It's so great thing that someone said to say, like, I wish they'd stop banging on about all these WCW guys. I used to be good at in high school at football. I was like, yeah, it's bloody, I'm sorry for banging on about it. It's bloody cool.
It is very cool.
It's not just like, you know, that we brought in legends that were, you know, no longer associated with WWE.
But we made the future. Exactly. All of your favorite wrestlers now probably came through WCW. And it's thanks to us. They're on AEW.
Cody wouldn't be the guy that he is.
Yeah, that's it. Who gave him the platform?
Pete Dunne had two matches and lost them both.
Well, maybe we were right.
Yeah. MJF, even Butch.
MJF wouldn't be the heel he is today if he didn't lose to Benji.
Yeah, you know, a ladder. Was it a ladder match he was in?
Yeah,
a ladder match.
Yeah, that's an interesting booking decision as we look
back. Can't believe we invented wrestling. I know. How did we invent wrestling?
We made so many stars.
It was ridiculous those days, though, wasn't it? But yes, let us know your thoughts, your predictions, your hopes, your dreams for Forbidden Door on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. And as I said, make sure you join us on Sunday on our YouTube channel, myself and Hamflet. And don't worry, I've bought some more jelly. Are going to be doing the live
show. The gigantic pack of jellies on your desk. You are ready.
I'm ready for a four-hour show, baby.
The audience is not ready for your jelly.
Listen, he's not going to hear this, so I can say this to you with the viewers. The listeners in my
Yeah.
You got jelly, right? And Andy Murray's not back yet. And I know he's got assorted things on his desk, right? We've all seen The Office. Right? All I'm saying is, like... If I don't see something of Andy Murray's that's not important, by the way, just something small, like a stapler. But if there's something of his that isn't in jelly on his desk on Monday morning, I feel like you might have failed.
Yeah.
As a gimmick man, I feel like you failed. You were not ready for this jelly.
We were saying in the office earlier, weren't we? Like, he's had this lovely 2-week vacation over in Florida. You know, amazing weather.
Hanging out with
alligators. And it's that like crushing reality of like, oh, well, back to normality. But you're still holding on to like, oh, I've still got holiday vibes. I've got holiday vibes. He's coming back in. It's the day after a pay-per-view. It's going to be carnage anyway. And his chill, right, I've got, at least I don't know, I'm coming back on Friday. I've got a, like effectively a long weekend to get myself, you know, it's sleep patterns. We all know get completely buggered.
And
especially
I'm back in the office at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And the train situation today because of a truck falling over or whatever. Nothing to do with the strikes. We're just in solidarity with them.
100%.
But he's come back. Right, okay, just make the short journey from, where is it? I think Glasgow to Newcastle via Edinburgh and Carlisle. And then he comes in, he's like, oh, well, at least I'm just back to the old grind. Why is my entire desk covered in jelly?
Why
is
presses my his desk keys and jelly squidges out from underneath his keyboard.
Desk made of jelly. I will say this. This might sound, this is an SOS, actually. Andy Murray, you need to come back because Adam Wilborn has created a monster in Phil Chambers. they are now, it's not just king of the mic anymore. There are now kings.
Plural.
They've done it together. I never thought I'd see the day where someone actually also joined you on the Minimina mic. And here we are.
I've been Wilburnized.
You've been Wilburnized.
Just see what I did.
We'll have to take him away now and de-radicalise him. I hope you're happy.
See what I did to him yesterday? I was just like, come on, Phil, just have a taste.
Yeah, well, I saw him. And I have to say, I did think you were... We both agreed, Phil and I, that you missed the board because you should have kicked him in the mic.
Oh, no.
You should have had the revenge for the way he kicked you in the mic. Nah, people who don't watch the news going, what on earth are these idiots?
The law of the news.
He's just like a drug dealer. You can have the first one for free, yep. But he'll be back soon.
Like you do. I watched it light up in his eyes, the power of the mic.
Oh, he has to survive Monday, that. Andy's tweeted he's going to bring a knife in and stab it. So, you know, there we go. But yeah, join us for the Forbidden Door live stream anyway on Sunday night and all the fallout from it on our YouTube channel. But enough of all that. It's now time for a
bloody good quiz.
And this week's quiz is brought to you by Bilgey B. If you want your name associated with the hashtag bloody good quiz, all you need to do is subscribe to What Culture Wrestling and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Or a 1-star review, like Bill GB's written. Just written, utter cack. If you like the bloody good quiz, maybe you can balance it out and say, it's not cack.
Utter cack.
I don't know the phrase cack for ages.
Incredible.
So you know what? Bollocks to you. This week's quiz is brought to you by Wes, because he's written it.
Hey.
As I said, very busy. I'm a very important man now.
Are you?
I should have just organised my week better.
I'd like everyone to know that as he says these words... He's got a pair of sweatshorts on, and he's barefoot. And I think you might think I was making this up.
Holiday Terry's involved in it.
I'm making this up, but the quote unquote busy man of What Culture is sitting here in his shorts with no shoes on. On holiday, basically. Andy Murray's, God bless him, is travelling down the worst route home, and you are actually on holiday somehow.
If the podcast goes off, it's because I've plugged my foot spa in. That's right. But anyway, shout out to Wes for writing this brilliant cross-promotional hashtag, a bloody good quiz, considering what weekend it is. That's good, because I was going to write a quiz all about wrestling doors.
Oh, hey. Do it again. I don't think he heard you.
Sorry. For quiz and
door. Hey, there we go. That's like the old things I used to put on the website, and it's like, don't do puns. No one likes puns. I was like, cool. What about hell in a quiz? Do you want quiz in a cell? No.
I'm good.
So usual rules apply, 10 questions.
L quiz a cell.
Elimination. Quizmer. What?
Oh, why do people listen to this?
I think I've got it. Wait a second, I've got it.
Come on.
Great balls of quiz. Not great quizzes of flash. No.
Smashed it.
I love the idea of someone either starting to listen to this podcast. Either they start with a wrestle culture and then they go to a review and it's like really in-depth, like good analysis. Or they start with the in-depth good analysis and they're like, I'm up for another
more
one of their podcast. That was good, wrestle culture.
What? It should have like a little sign on it next to it that says like not serious.
Viewer discretion advice.
Like fiction.
What is it saying?
Non-fiction.
TV, like, yeah, this is not canon.
Yeah, not canon.
This is out of the realm.
We should
of
just promote. If this is the first time listening to this, like you've picked the wrong one. If you really like wrestling analysis, go and listen to the other one.
There are other good podcasts.
Adam Wilborn, Michael Hanflett, Michael Sidgwick, the best.
I don't change. They do
an unbiased take. The literal best analysis of WWE of AEW are going to get anywhere.
Yep.
Just if you come here, you're going to have a much better time. Like, it's fun. It's Friday. Have a laugh. That's what we do. The rest of the world, they are the best. Are the very best.
Anyway, drop one of this in. So, like,
before you start this, I can very much see your screen, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, this screen.
I see. So, Phil's got 3 questions in the bag already.
I'm going to go.
Nailed it. Honesty, I like that. Honesty here in the corner. There. Could have had the whole thing wrapped up. Could it be soon? Yeah.
Right. 10 questions, multiple choice. Shout your name. Wait for me to come to you. And most of all, remember, it's just for fun.
Hey.
Good luck, Phil.
Good luck.
I hope we win.
I hope we win.
Question number one. At Bound for Glory 2016, in a classic TNA moment, Cody Rhodes debuted with his wife, Brandy, ousting the Miracle Mike Bennett, who claimed to be shutting the show down. But what wrestling move did Cody use against him? Was it the crossroads, the springboard cutter, the disaster kick, or a lariat over the top rope?
Phil, why not? I'm going to go with the disaster kick because it seemed like that era of Cody.
Feels it a good shout?
Yay! Hey!
was indeed the disaster kick. Was that when he had to be Cody and Brandy Rhodes?
Yeah, followed legal reasons.
So dumb. Yeah. You're not allowed your own name.
Yeah,
it's preposterous, isn't it?
It was a good workaround that, though.
Cody and Brandy Rhodes.
They were selling merch as that as well. That's good.
Wasn't they do that with Billy Gunn? In AEW, they were like, Billy and the Gun Guys, or whatever.
Billy and the Gun Guys.
Question number two. TNA Genesis 2010 in a moment.
Oh, come on.
Stop this.
What is this?
TNA.
You don't even know your audience. Hey, Phil, I'll see you at question five, buddy. You give me a shout when we're halfway, and I'll try and bring it back.
In a moment, self-described for the VHS, DVD, Blu-rays, and yes, freaking YouTube, Mr. Anderson. Anderson debuted as whose mystery opponent? Is it A, Sammy Callahan, B, Abyss, C, Jay Lethal, or D, Kurt Angle?
Nicholas. I don't know is the actual answer. Okay. Kurt Angle.
Ooh.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What were the others?
Sammy Callahan, Abyss, or Jay Lethal?
Was Sammy in TNA in 2010?
Ooh, what was his name in NXT?
He was the hacker guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Solomon Crow.
Hacky O'Houlihan.
You keep this up, you could be the leader of Retribution.
What were the others? Abyss and
Jay Lethal.
I'll go with Jay Lethal. Yeah, why
Lethal
not?
Sounds like a good
show. No, dear, that's wrong.
It was Abyss, yeah. Oh. In August 2019,
in TNA,
yep.
The
then longest reigning Knockouts champion Taya Valkyrie was interrupted by who? Was it Tennille Dashwood, Mia Yim, Mickie James, or Sarah Green?
What year was this?
2019.
Oh, 2019. Okay.
What were the options?
Nicholas.
What was the question?
I'm just going to say it. 2019. What were the options?
Tennille Dashwood, Mia Yim, Mickie James, Sarah Green.
Sorry, Tennille Dashwood.
Yeah, that's who I would have gone with.
Why not?
Yay! Hey! Nailed it.
Formerly known as Emma, of course.
I'm done now. I'm done. Emmalina as well, let's not forget.
Yes.
Of course.
Credit where it's due.
I get you.
Okay, one each. Question four, not TNA related. Well, no, it's not. On an episode of Who Wants to Be a Kayfabe Millionaire, Flippin' Marks was upset when Adam Wilborn requested to phone a friend to answer a question. But who was that person?
Phil.
Oh, you know this. He was literally in the room recording.
I was going to say. Also, there's a story to come in a second. Yeah.
Could it be Sammy Callahan?
Yay!
There we go.
Should we tell the story?
Yeah, why not?
So,
make it happen.
A little bit of trickery.
Yeah.
Hang on,
it was Sammy
behind
Callahan.
The scenes. It was actually Sammy
it
Callahan.
It wasn't just someone doing a Sammy Callahan voice. It was 100% Sammy
but
Callahan.
But you can't really gimmick it that he's going to be there and ready and waiting to answer the phone for us. So,
a little bit of movie magic.
Yeah. A little bit of movie magic. I had to ring someone and show that they'd answered the phone.
Saw a dinosaur flying an aeroplane.
So I changed Phil Chambers' name in my phone to Sammy Callahan. And forgot to change it back because it always would pop me when Phil would message me and I'd be like, Sammy Callahan saying, what are you doing for lunch today?
And I can guarantee you, he never, ever learned from me this lesson. It just kept happening.
Yeah.
Over and over. Why Sammy Callahan?
But I did eventually change it back and then was really confused when you were doing it, weren't you? You doing Who Wants to Be a Kayfabe Millionaire with Flippin' Marks. And I got a phone call, but I was driving home from work, I think. And I can't remember whether it said, it like not fully updated on my car thing or whatever. So it either said Sammy Callahan still. And I thought, is this the real Sammy Callahan calling me? Or it said something along the lines of either Phil Callahan or Sammy Chambers. So on the Who Wants to Be a Kayfabe Millionaire thing, if I go, hello? Like a scared old woman answering her
it's
phone.
It's like a complete stranger ringing you. It's like,
yeah. It's like, it's me,
like,
Phil.
Once
like,
we leave this place, we're just not friends and don't talk to each other. Yeah. Why the hell are you ringing?
Yeah. It was a question about wrestling in custard or gravy or something along those lines. I think I got it right as well.
You did, yeah.
Important research that I clearly been doing as part of my job. Anyway, 2-1 to Phil.
Talking about that algorithm again.
Anyway.
Okay. good news.
Yeah, so anybody keeping up with the quiz, it's 2-1 to Phil, and Will Bourne also did really well in a different quiz somewhere.
Yeah, so
Phil as well.
You're in third place, right?
Yeah, good. I'm having a great time. True or false? Glad to be here, guys.
True or false? If you get it wrong, the point will go to you, Brandon, of course.
Of course.
It's not... But it isn't, TNA related.
Oh, just get on with it, will you?
Though she was allowed to arrive with the Impact Knockouts Championship, Mickie James was unfortunately forced to play her regular WWE entrance music at the Royal Rumble 2022. Is that true or is it false?
Interesting. Nicholas, I'm going to say...
Hardcore country!
I'm going to say... Now, you see, now you've done that. You know, let's be optimistic. I'm going to give you this point in an attempt to put some positivity out there, because maybe, just maybe, she was allowed to use it. So I'm going to say false.
Yay!
Hey.
What did she come out to, Phil?
Hardcore country. Yeah. And also, that was a really weirdly big moment. That why was it felt huge seeing that belt on WWE TV? It was weird.
Yep. Never again.
Never like this. One and done. Yeah. And now you're in a bin bag.
That's your forbidden door now. Yeah, yeah.
You don't like to talk about that rumble, do you?
No.
Wap. Wow.
Oh,
your favourite.
I'm allowed to do this to Molly Holly.
Well, Molly. Who was it who did it?
Nikki Goddamn.
There you go. I knew. I had to get it out of him.
I always have to check whether or not we can swear on streams because just you know you're so used to your trying points. To behave yourself. That's a fairly definitive answer came from Phil on that one.
Yeah. I would like to point out as well, Phil was a staunch defender of Nikki Cross as well, like the new gimmick and everything.
That's
like,
it.
Yeah, come on, Nikki. Oh God! Boop,
boop. I defended you.
Halfway, two each.
Hey.
Question six. In NXT,
which TNA star?
No, 2.0.
No, I'll go on.
In NXT, prior to his debut, Kevin Owens had a promotional video package where he mentioned all the wrestlers he knew prior to their WWE career and how they were all picked first. But which of these was not in the list of wrestlers mentioned? Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, Adrian Neville, or Seth Rollins? One of them wasn't mentioned by KO as part of his promotional video package. Do you remember KO arriving in NXT? That feels like your era.
I remember it very well. Very, very well. Nicholas. But hang on. Because you wouldn't. Because it wasn't. There's a logic gap, yeah. I tell you what, can I just retract? I'll retract myself from this, and Phil can have it.
You've said it now.
Okay.
I've no idea what the answer is. It's whatever's written down here.
I'm going to say Adrian Neville is what I'm going to say.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Just go on yourself then, will I?
Yeah. I'll go and find out what the real answer is.
Cool.
So...
Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins. I think I know where you're coming from with this.
Yeah. Go with Sami Zayn.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor, I know.
So what is it, because that's his WWE name, or what was the confusion there?
I'm just not going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you with that forever.
Okay.
How do you like them apples, eh? You've lost control, Quizmaster. You don't have it anymore.
Well, it's what you do when you annoy me.
Here we go. In TNA.
On the 22nd of July, 2021 episode of Impact.
There you go.
The Forbidden Door was truly blown open.
Hey, you were probably,
I was going to say, we might have been doing ups and downs for this one. I might have actually watched it.
The Forbidden Door was truly blown open when New Japan's Jay White confronted Impact's Good Brothers and the AEW champion Kenny Omega in one of few televised moments of top three promotions merged together. True or false?
True?
Yay!
I told you could do this.
Is this a trick question? It's like, I'm sure that happened.
That is amazing. Jay White,
he's
Good
like,
Brothers.
No, actually, it was the day after.
I honestly thought it was going to be a day thing. I was going to say, that's so pedantic. Don't do that.
That is 3-2 to Phil. Yes.
I don't know. You're the quiz master.
I don't know. I really should want to. Over these years.
Reading questions and counting. That's
all
you
I need
to
is
do.
a post-it note.
He's got the pen.
I got the pen.
I don't know why you've got a pen. This isn't my pen.
It's not even my pen.
It's Sidgwick's gimmick pen.
It's Joe Malone's pen, I think.
No, it's Sidgwick's gimmick pen. It has the little gem on the top.
That's right. It does have a little gem on the top.
Get out of here, pen.
For the viewers at home, listeners at home, he just threw the pen.
Okay.
I look forward to you standing on that later in your bare feet.
Welcome to our new Lego studio, Adam. What? Question 8. Impact Wrestling's Hard to Kill 2021. Kenny Omega's match by Nicholas. Kenny Omega's match against Moose, WCPW legend, had an intro.
He's gone.
Come back. Question 9 is about the Rumble. Kenny Omega's match against Moose.
Adam Nicholas has left the building.
Kenny Omega's match against Moose had an intro where Don Callis said a list of legendary wrestlers all pale in comparison. But which of these was not one of them?
Ooh.
Gotch, Hackenschmidt, Flair, or Steamboat? Either one he didn't mention.
Phil. Hackenschmidt.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Your options are Gotch, Flair, or Steamboat, Adam Nicholas. You may not have heard the question, but those are your options.
Steamboat.
Yeah!
What a strategy. Leave the room for the question part.
Psyched him out there. Psyched him out.
Two questions to go. Three each, I believe.
Ooh.
I don't know. I've lost my pen.
Just know.
Question 9. AJ Styles debuted in WWE at the Royal Rumble 2016. You remember? And they showed Roman Reigns' face for no reason. But on WWE's official YouTube channel, love that, Wes, love the specificity there. On WWE's official YouTube channel, the video of AJ's entrance has his intro music begin at the 8-second mark. How many seconds does it take for the audience to hear, baby? Is it 1 second, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, or 7 seconds?
Everyone doing here, what are you doing the sound. Nicholas, 5 seconds.
No, dear, that's
one
wrong.
One next one.
Seven seconds.
I'm sorry. Go on, keep going. I was enjoying this.
You're what now?
Phil's got his own soundboard.
Yay!
Yay!
7 seconds. 8 seconds to 15 seconds of the video. But now they've had to do the one where they've changed it, haven't they? Where they're like, you remember this angle that we've literally never, ever shown of the Rumble from like the back of the arena where you can also see the ring and the entrance ramp. And I was like, that looks really good. You should probably use that more often rather than just as a backup in case you missed that. Or, I don't know, Kevin Dunn, Edge's first spear.
Edge's first spear after all those years back. Away, sorry.
What a knob.
Not at all, yeah.
Not that it still hurts.
Okay, final question.
Not as much as Judgment Day hurts, Phil. Not as much as Judgment Day hurts.
Final question. At E3 2018, during the Street Fighter V exhibition team match between the New Day and the Elite.
Definitely watch that.
Which character did Kenny Omega use to finally defeat Austin Creed's Ibuki?
Nicholas, I don't know this, right? But it's a name that popped in my head. I could have waited for everything, but why do
I love this. No, I love the confidence.
Blanca. Is it Blanca? Is that a character?
No,
tonight.
Dear, that's wrong.
I feel like that name does ring a bell.
Yeah. Don't know. Just popped in my head there. Go on.
Well, since we're just having things that popped into your head, Riho popped into my head, and then I was like, wait, no, that's not a Street Fighter character.
What
that's
you
a
mean?
Wrestler. But I mean, Ryu.
Ryu, you mean.
I'll go with Ryu.
No, could dear, that's wrong.
Ryu was one of the options, as well as Zangief?
Zangief,
that's their thing.
Big Russian
Cody. Yeah.
Cody's the character who Kenny was, like, that was an advert where Kenny was a character called, bloody hell, how many C's is that? Called Cody.
Ah.
And ironically, the character also looked like Cody.
Yeah, I was going to say, he actually has blonde hair.
And the thing, it was really weird, yeah.
And M. Bison, Mr. Bison.
That's Bison. No. Actually, did he just pick Cody? You would just pick Cody, wouldn't you, surely? That was the...
You would have thought so. That'd be the gimmick.
That makes sense, yeah, of course.
Yay!
What's Cody?
I know, but fortune favours the bold. Phil.
Indeed.
That's what happened. That was bold, Andy Murray, not bold.
Nothing favours you, Andy Murray.
Well, congratulations to you,
well done,
Phil Chambers, winner of this week's Bloody Good Quiz. Let me know how you got on the quiz at WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. Watch there. You can follow all three of us. You can follow Phil Chambers at...
Phil My Chambers. Do-do-do-do. Follow Nicholas too. Do-do-do-do.
It's Adam Nicholas. Do-do-do-do-do-do-boo-boo.
I'm here, Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts.
Oh, it's been a long week.
Podcasts over the weekend talking about Daniel Bryan's replacement and what happens when Vince McMahon is gone from WWE Creative. And make sure you join myself and Michael Hanford for the Forbidden Door live stream on Sunday night as well. But for now, it's been Wrestle Culture. My thanks to Phil Chambers. Thanks to Adam Nicholas. Thanks to Wes for the quiz. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon. Wrestle Culture is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Wrestling!
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.